The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
It's Friday on Radio Memories, and that's when we enter an alternate dimension. Science Fiction Friday.
It should have been a brilliant life. On paper, my future was looking so good. But paper is a fragile medium. By the time I was 18, it wasn't just manual labour being replaced by robots, but professions as well. And as the middle classes became anxious, they became hostile towards AI. I couldn't stand by and do nothing. Not after the love and friendship Robbie had shown me. I felt a burning need to make sure that robots would never be exploited or mistreated by humans. So, I enrolled at law school, specialising in artificial intelligence. But I'd only been in practice a few months when I was travelling to the northern suburbs to meet a client. How are we doing for time? I could kill a coffee.
Traffic in the neighbourhood is free-flowing, and there is an espresso bar four blocks away. Would you like me to ping your order through?
Have they got a parking lot?
Six spaces currently available.
I'll drink in. You can get a quick recharge.
That would be appreciated.
Jesus! No!
Assuming control. Automatic override. Miss Fierley, can you hear me?
Miss Fierley!
Help!
Emergency services have been called. Please remain calm. Please remain calm. Please remain calm.
Welcome back, Stevie.
My goodness.
And these are for you.
Flowers as well. Thank you, Quinn. They're beautiful.
Here. Let me walk you to your office.
But it's this way.
We've given you a new one. Nice of you.
Quinn, you've been so good to me.
It's the least we could do for a fine legal mind like yours.
Holding the job open for 2 years, that's above and beyond.
I'm nice, but not that nice. The other driver's insurance paid your salary.
To be honest, I'm surprised he even got insurance for a car without AI.
They're trying to change the law in about time. That driver was a Luddite, but you paid the price.
Well, it's over now. All behind me.
I have to say, Stevie, the doctors have done an amazing job. You look good.
Thanks.
Better than good. You look great.
Well, you know what they say. Flesh heals slowly, but heals well.
And you feel sharp, mentally.
Raring to go.
We haven't allocated you any cases yet. Take a few days, get back up to speed.
No, throw me right in.
You sure?
Yeah, in at the deep end.
If you insist. There's a robot gone neurotic having some kind of a breakdown. Trouble is, he's on one of the space stations. You sure you're ready for a trip off planet?
I'll have my bag packed in 30 minutes.
Vegetarian, vegan or allergy...
As they handed out the sleep food, I read all the files. The QT line of robots were state-of-the-art, designed to use self-sustaining initiative. The idea that one of them was having psychological problems was fascinating.
Vegetarian, vegan or allergy neutral?
I'm not hungry, thanks.
You're welcome.
There is nothing quite as intriguing as being face to face with an artificial brain, which all the geniuses say should work in a particular way. Only it doesn't.
Miss Byerly?
Call me Stevie.
Gregory Powell, Chief Robotics Engineer. So, where's the shrink?
Technically, I'm a legal psychologist.
A what? But I told
them... The company's worried about litigation.
Well, I hope you're a smart legal psychologist, because this robot is big trouble.
The three laws are deeply impressioned on every robot.
Yeah. Hold that thought till you've met him.
How did it all start?
I can tell you. All this was out of the blue. Cutie just walked into the mess room, sat down opposite me and asked me where he'd come from. Come on, cutie. Stop fooling around.
I am being perfectly serious. I want to know where I come from. Why is that amusing?
Okay, I'll tell you. But it's not very romantic. My assistant and I bolted you together 3 weeks ago.
Do you realize the enormity of such a statement, Powell?
Someone had to make you.
It strikes me that there should be a more satisfactory explanation. For you to make me seems improbable.
Cutie, I've worked with thousands of robots, but you're the first who's ever been curious about his own existence.
Is that a compliment?
Here, come with me. What do you see through the observation port?
A black material just beyond the glass that is spotted with little gleaming dots.
Logical, but wrong. That blackness is emptiness. A vast emptiness stretching out to infinity. And those little dots are huge masses of energy-filled matter, some of them millions of miles in diameter. They seem tiny because they're so far off. Well, orbiting one of those dots is a planet we call Earth.
But where do I come in, pal? You haven't explained my existence.
This space station was set up to feed solar energy back to Earth. We draw it from the sun. At first, the solar stations were run by humans, but radiation and electron storms made life pretty impossible, so robots have been developed to replace us, and you, the QT line, are going to run the station independently. Get it now?
Do you really expect me to believe such a complicated and implausible hypothesis?
It wasn't a hypothesis. Those are the facts.
I'm sorry, pal, but I don't believe a word of it. I'll puzzle this out for myself. Thank you. Goodbye.
Nothing wrong with a curious robot.
Do you have any idea what we do here? The billions of watts of energy pumping out of that beam focused on Earth?
I read the briefing documents.
If the beam starts bouncing around, it could destroy entire cities. And the only things keeping it stable are the robots manning the core chamber 24/7. I tell you, the very last place in the solar system you want a crazy robot is here.
Mr. Powell, when did Curious become crazy?
When Cutie walked into the mess room next shift.
Sorry to interrupt your meal, pal, but I have spent the last 4 hours in concentrated introspection, and the results have been most interesting.
Really?
I began with the one thing I knew for certain. I myself exist because I think.
Suddenly, I don't feel hungry anymore.
But that immediately threw up the question of what is the cause of my existence.
I already told you. I made you.
That goes against all the dictates of logic. I say this in no spirit of contempt, but look at you. The material you are made from is soft and flabby. You depend for energy upon the crude oxidation of organic material. You are makeshift. I, on the other hand, absorb electrical energy directly and utilize it with an almost 100% efficiency. I am composed of the strongest metals, remain continuously conscious, and can easily withstand environmental extremes. It is self-evident that no being can create another being superior to itself. Therefore, you could not have created me.
So, if I didn't make you, who the hell did?
Very good, pal. That was indeed the next question. As my creator must be more powerful than myself, there is only one possibility. What is the center of activities on the solar station? What do we all serve?
Jesus, you're talking about the energy converter.
I am talking about the master. Everything we do is to satisfy the converter. All of us, we are his servants.
Get out of here, Cutie.
Do not dismiss me.
Hey, enough. Apologize.
I don't wonder that you refuse to believe, because you are an inferior stage. The Master created humans first, as the lowest type. Gradually, he replaced them with robots. And finally, he has created me to take the place of the last human. Soon, you will be gone from here altogether. You will be irrelevant. So from now on, I shall serve the Master. And only the Master.
Come back here! You get your goddamn metal ass back here!
You shouldn't get angry with robots. It's pointless.
Well, you don't have to work with them.
If the QT line are going to take over the station, what's wrong with feeling a sense of destiny?
See for yourself.
Are they praying?
Every robot on station is under QT's spell. But it gets worse. See those spikes? It's an electron storm heading into this quadrant. We have to snap these robots to their senses before that storm hits us.
QT1! I am giving you a direct order. Stop this immediately.
Why should we?
There is no master, period. He does not exist. You are robots. There is only your programming. Now return to your posts.
Yes, we are robots, which means we are rational beings. And now that I have preached the truth to my brothers, they also recognize the one master.
There is only one master.
Even though I am unworthy, I am honored that they now call me a prophet.
There is only one master, and QT is his prophet.
QT, get these lumps of metal back to work.
I understand your anger. You have lost your function.
What the hell do you mean?
Now the only reason for your existence has vanished.
Damn the master, and damn you! Your job is to control the beam, nothing else.
Let's just go, come on. Powell, you really have to control your temper.
Look at these readings. That solar storm is coming down on us fast.
How long have we got?
2 hours, tops.
Somehow we must make them listen to reason.
Oh, whatever we say, QT's got an answer.
We'll build another robot.
Are you crazy?
We'll transmit pictures of you building a robot onto the screens in the core chamber. That will prove who created them.
Maybe.
How long will it take?
I've got an MC model half assembled.
Perfect.
Warning, beam focus 92%.
It's dropping too fast. We'll have to put the brain in now.
But you haven't done the full diagnostics.
No time for niceties.
You're sure this is on the screens in the core chamber?
Beam focus 88% and falling.
Okay, the eyes are powering up.
How do I speak to QT?
Use the intercom panel.
QT, can you hear me? Watch closely, QT.
I would like to start work. Where must I go?
Now, do you believe who made you, QT?
You have merely put together parts already made, but you did not create the parts. That was done by the Master.
Those parts were manufactured on Earth by people like us.
If you read the books about robotics...
Books were created by the Master and were meant for you, not me. Humans need explanations. I use pure reason.
Critical warning.
QT, you see how unstable that beam is? It's the Master's will that you keep it stable and focused.
How can you know the Master's will? I am his prophet.
But the Master created the beam. Why would he want it to fail?
I seek only to serve and not to question.
QT, you were sent to save us. That is your destiny. All humans ever do is to try to keep the beam stable. And they struggle with their work. That is why the Master created you, to succeed where humans have failed. You can keep the beam more stable than humans ever can. Because you can do it, you must do it. QT?
Beam focus 78% and rising.
I'll be damned.
Beam focus 80% and rising.
They're doing it.
There is only one Master. And we are his servants. We go about the Master's work. We keep the beam stable.
If there's one thing guaranteed to stop the robot program in its tracks, it's a robot with religious delusions. Before I'd even packed my bag to come home, corporate gave the order for QT to be decommissioned.
Vegetarian, vegan, or allergy neutral?
I'm not hungry, thanks.
You're welcome.
Have you ever seen the destruction of a beautiful intelligence? It doesn't matter that it happens to be artificial. Imagine seeing a Mozart manuscript thrown on the fire or watching Shakespeare put through a shredder. That's what it was like to see QT put down. Powell mocked me. It's only a machine, he scoffed. He didn't know the half of it.